Hello and welcome to the Empire Cinemas podcast, the podcast for the newest cinema chain in the UK. Firstly, let me say thank you very much for downloading this podcast. The reason we thought we'd do this is just to give people another way of finding out film and cinema information about everything that's going on at Empire Cinemas across the country. Now, until recently, you wouldn't have heard of the name Empire Cinemas. This is because it's the newest cinema chain to be launched in the UK. Site locations currently include the Empire in Leicester Square, Bromley, Hemel Hempstead, Sutton Coalfield, and there's more to come in the very near future. Now, you might be wondering what this podcast is all about. Well, we thought it would be a good idea to offer a new way of finding out information about films that are being released at Empire Cinemas nationwide, promotions, and it also gives us an opportunity to run a few competitions for all those people who already use a computer to find out cinema information. With it being in the podcast format, you've got the option to listen to it on your computer at home, on your favourite MP3 player, on your way to work, in the car, on the tube, or even on the train. Of course, this isn't the only way to find out information about Empire Cinemas. You can call our booking line on 08714 714 714. Visit our website at www.empirecinemas.co.uk. Or indeed, you can go to any of our cinemas in person and ask the staff about the exciting new developments that are happening at Empire Cinemas. What we're going to do on this initial podcast is go through the films that are being released this coming Friday at Empire Cinemas, let you know about the latest promotions and offers that are running there, and also we're going to run a competition at the end of the podcast for good measure. As well as this, in future weeks we're hoping to get a brief phoned-in review about a film currently on release from a staff member at one of the Empire Cinemas nationwide. Also, this week we're going to be speaking to one of the members of staff at Empire Cinemas Bromley about his time working in cinemas for the last 15 years. If anyone has any suggestions or comments regarding a podcast, please feel free to email us at podcast@tyweb.co.uk. That's podcast@tyweb.co.uk. Now, the first film we're going to talk about this week is The Weatherman. This stars Nicolas Cage, Michael Caine and Hope Davis and is directed by Gore Verbinski, who brought us films such as Pirates of the Caribbean and The Ring prior to this. Now, unsurprisingly, considering the title, the main character in this film is a weatherman based in Chicago called Dave Spritz. Now, this is the character played by Nicolas Cage. Now, here's a quick clip from the film for you to listen to.
I don't like his face.
No, I like him. He's handsome.
My job's very easy. 2 hours a day, basically reading prompts.
Hey, weatherman!
Every couple months, someone throws something at me. I receive a large reward for pretty much zero effort and contribution. The shakes and stuff are a reaction to that, I think.
Why would someone throw a shake at you? You just read the weather.
People don't throw things at me anymore. Maybe because I carry a bow around.
Hey, hello, weatherman.
It's not easy. But easy doesn't enter into grown-up life.
Okay, let it go. Awesome!
That was a clip from The Weatherman starring Nicolas Cage. Now, in this film, Nicolas Cage's character must decide whether to pursue a fantastic job offer from New York City or whether to stay and try and sort things out with his currently estranged family. The Weatherman is released this coming Friday nationwide at Empire Cinemas and is rated 15. The next film we're going to be talking about this week is Syriana. This stars George Clooney in an Oscar-nominated role, Matt Damon, and is directed by the Oscar-winning screenwriter of Traffic. This is a politically charged thriller and is set against the backdrop of the Persian Gulf oil industry. Here's a clip.
Want to know what the business world thinks of you? We think 100 years ago you were living out here in tents in the desert chopping each other's heads off, and that's exactly where you're going to be in another 100. So, yes, on behalf of my firm, I accept your money.
It is illegal to offer gifts, money, or anything of value to influenced foreign officials.
This is all business we're talking about, right?
You've just visited what could be the most profitable corporation in America.
Provided the government approves the merger.
Provided there's still chaos in the Middle East.
Do you understand what that means? It's like somebody put a giant ATM on our front lawn.
Corruption? Corruption is our protection. Corruption keeps us safe and warm. Corruption is why we win.
As well as Matt Damon and George Clooney, this film also stars Chris Cooper, Jeffrey Wright and Christopher Plummer. Syriana is released this coming Friday at Empire Cinemas nationwide and is rated 15. Next this week we're going to be talking about Last Holiday. This stars Queen Latifah and LL Cool J and is a really good romantic comedy. The story revolves around Queen Latifah's character, Georgia Bird, who's diagnosed with a terminal illness and she decides to take a European vacation that she'll never forget. As well as the main stars, keep an eye out for French actor Gérard Depardieu playing the chef Didier. Last Holiday is released this coming Friday at Empire Cinemas nationwide and is rated 12A. Stay, starring Ewan McGregor and Bob Hoskins, is also released this week. This film focuses on the attempts of an Ivy League professor to prevent one of his students from committing suicide. If you like films such as Dead Poets Society, you're going to love this one. Stay is released this coming Friday at Empire Cinemas nationwide and is rated 15. Now the final film we're going to be talking about this week is The Matador. This stars Pierce Brosnan, Greg Kinnear and Hope Davis. And in this film, Pierce Brosnan plays a hitman called Julian Noble. Here's a clip.
Danny, Danny, Danny with the large white fanny.
What are you doing here, Julian?
What?
They're gonna kill you? Well, can't you just say to them, you know what, I'm sorry.
There's one more chop.
You owe me.
Danny, please. It'll be a good time.
Oh, so now killing somebody is a good time.
Can be.
This fall comes a comedy about friendship at point-blank range. Pierce Brosnan.
Mr. Noble, how are you today?
More importantly, how are you, Genevieve?
Greg Kinnear.
I could really use your help.
I can't hear you. I can't hear you.
Yuga
shaka, yuga shaka.
Hope Davis.
Do you think he's dangerous?
Of course he's dangerous.
You said he was a nice guy.
He is. For an assassin, he's very nice.
The Matador.
Goodbye, skadoodle.
See ya. Wouldn't want to be ya.
Smell ya. Shouldn't have to tell ya.
The Matador there, starring Pierce Brosnan. Now in this film, you know the character Brosnan's playing is the one he's been dying to unleash since his departure from the role of Bond. Saying that, if you like Brosnan in the Bond films, I'm sure you'll like this one even more. It's got witty one-liners, dark humour, and even a hint of thriller thrown in there for good measure. The Matador is released this coming Friday at Empire Cinemas nationwide and is rated 15. Now as I mentioned at the start of the podcast, we're going to be running a competition or two in the next couple of weeks. To kickstart things, the first competition is an absolute corker. It's to win a pair of tickets to the premiere of Get Rich or Die Trying, the new 50 Cent film at the Empire Leicester Square. Now to win these tickets, all you have to do is answer the following question. What is 50 Cent's real name? I repeat the question, what is 50 Cent's real name? That could win you a pair of tickets to the premiere of Get Rich or Die Trying at the Empire Leicester Square, and you need to email your answers in to podcast@tyweb.co.uk. That's podcast@tyweb.co.uk. Right, finally we're going to hear from a member of staff at one of our Empire Cinemas nationwide. This week is one of the members of staff from the Empire Cinemas in Bromley in South East London. So let's have a listen to what he has to say.
My name's David Ellis. I've worked at the Empire Bromley for 15 years. My first film I saw was Ghost with Patrick Swayze and Demi Moore. The second film was Basic Instinct with Michael Douglas and Sharon Stone. And also I'm a great favourite of Disney. And I like Julie Andrews and Dick Van Dyke in Mary Poppins. And the recent film at the moment I like is Narnia. And that's all.
David Ellis there from the Empire Cinema in Bromley. Okay, we've come to the end of this first podcast here for Empire Cinemas, the newest cinema chain in the UK. Thank you once again for downloading the podcast and giving us a listen. Any suggestions, please feel free to email us in at podcast@tyweb.co.uk. That's podcast@tyweb.co.uk. In the next few weeks, there's a number of big films coming out at Empire Cinemas nationwide, which we're going to be detailing in this podcast. These include the remake of The Hills Have Eyes, The World's Fastest Indian starring Anthony Hopkins, V for Vendetta, and another remake, The Pink Panther. There's also the follow-up from Eli Roth, the Cabin Fever director, Hostel. Okay, until next Monday and the next podcast, we bid you a fond farewell. In the meantime, keep up to date with all the Empire Cinemas news at the website www.empirecinemas.co.uk, or you can call the information and booking line, as I say, on 08714 714 714. All the best, and we'll see you next week.